Hello, hello, hello. Looking for inspiration and actionable tips? Great. We have those for you today on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast, the show for people who thrive on opportunities, drive to get results, and seek input and ideas to quickly incorporate in life and in business. Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand, The Stay at Work Mom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's Debbie Lundberg, mindset and performance coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Hello, Debbie. Today, I am super excited. It is a bonus episode. Happy New Year. Happy 200th episode. A big thank you to our guests and our listeners. Debbie, I am super excited to share all the things that we actually incorporated from all of our guests. So some of the things that we incorporated, some of the things that we did in support. And for me, one of the funnest things that we did karaoke at, oh my gosh, Orange Theory.
Well, we did a 90-minute Orange Theory class, and then we did karaoke with Emily Farkas, and we did, what was the song? Because it's a really long song.
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary. And that is not a short song. There's a lot of jumping and hopping, and we were mostly support, but we do have a video of it. So
I was going to say,
I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of the funniest.
And it makes me smile every time, because those that know me, a 90-minute Orange Theory was a stretch anyways. And then to do a super long song that we were dancing in the background with, just fun. And people stayed behind to watch it. So that was a lot of fun. So we support in many ways.
Yes, and we make donations, we buy things, we thank them. But yes, that was a fun one. I mean, I go to that class on Saturdays, so I certainly haven't done karaoke though any other days before it or after it, or after or before the time we did it with Emily. So that was a big one in these 200 as we look back. So this is a look back at some of the things we've done and how we've supported and what's happened over these 200 episodes.
And then we've talked about it before, but it will stand for the rest of my life as one of my top five is our trip to Omaha by Bob Miles. And so that's just a trip I will never, ever forget.
That was spectacular because number one, it was seeing Bob Miles sharing as a leader. So we got to sit in the audience as he facilitated, and then getting to go to the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting. And then we had no idea that it would be Warren Buffett's combination with Charlie Munger, their last time together. And Bob taking us on a tour and showing us so much of the history there was quite spectacular. So I agree. That was a big highlight. Maybe one of the ones that wasn't as much of a highlight are some of the things that we've consumed in the morning. And I think you had better fortune with those than I did because I run in the morning or work out in the morning. So I had a few times where drinking or doing whatever it was, eating something right away, didn't sit well with me. So my running partners, I say thank you to both of you for working through that with me. But one of the morning routines that our listeners hear us talk about a lot is we changed, or at least I did, with I'm pretty sure you did too, that our alarms are not ever on a five or a zero. They're mine's usually on a one or a four. And I get up at 4:31 in the morning because Brian Kornfeld told us that years ago, and he is a rocket scientist. So, I mean, we figured we might as well implement that.
I also do that with my meetings that I send people because I figure that extra off time, they could use it.
Yes.
So I never send anything on the hour, the 15. The 30. And I noticed on my team, they do that as well. And so it's nice.
It is. It really pops. It's something different. I remember when I was training in Louisiana and Texas, and Jim Winner, who had the sponsorship there for Dale Carnegie training, he said, we start at 7:07 PM. And I said, 7:07. And he said, yes, people won't be late then. It was 7:07. They can get here at 7, but we don't. And we didn't open the doors even. So they came in a flood at 7:07, and it was all positive energy. So there's something to do with that, what time we say. And, you know, I say you can have a 60-minute meeting can become 45 or 50. A 30-minute can be 20. A 15 can be 10. So that you can really own your time and how you're utilizing it. Now, another thing in the morning, though, that really has worked and has stuck with me is it was John R. Miles, and I take the probiotic before I work out, and then I take the greens after I come back. I mean, I hauled those things to Hawaii, to Michigan, to Ireland this year because that's something. And then I stopped it, by the way. This is another good thing to do, is stop something for 30 days and see if you miss it. And if you miss it, bring it back. If not, then your money and your impact, or the return on investment of how it affects you, isn't worthwhile. I took those out and now I put them back in.
I do that as well. And it took me a while to find some greens that I liked. I do like the Athletic greens, but those were a fortune. And John offered some alternatives. And then you had a couple that were just really good in a lemony flavor. So yes, I still do that as well. Push-ups. Debbie, I've been with you when you travel. You are still doing those. Ooh. I actually do them all day long. So I get 100 in, but my muscles are still working up to doing them all in the morning. So I do 20, 20, 20, 20 all day long. But it is great to get 100. And
I do 100 push-ups before I go do whatever workout.
I love that. And Dr. Ron O'Neill, didn't he celebrate something big recently?
He just turned 50, and Cassandra, who's at his office, well, I love everybody in their office. They had an open house, the day before this recording, and he was surprised. So from 12 to 1, you could pop in there. And so sure enough, people were stopping by and thanking him, and they had out a little spread, and it was fun to see and talk to him about how he's going to now get his AARP discount.
Oh,
but he did inspire the push-ups, and I still do them. And my gosh, that was a long time ago. That was before we were numbering them on our site. So I don't know. It was probably our 80th or 70th. It was early on.
Yeah, early season. So that is great. Your muscles will have to. I think we even talked about that at one time. I think you do competitions with men with the push-ups?
Oh, sometimes clients will say, well, if you agree to these as your rules of engagement, what is your, if say somebody says we're going to be on time, we're going to be respectful, we're not going to be on our devices, then you say, well, what's the pay? Some people will say $5 to charity, and sometimes people will say push-ups. And I'll say, okay, we'll do push-ups. And I've, had a plane that's been late, so I've got to do the push-ups. Yes. So I'm happy to do. I don't know if I'm happy to do them. I'm capable of doing them. And I do them with as much of a smile and a good attitude as possible.
That is awesome. So I know that you posted recently our top 5 episodes of 2023. And so some of the things, like Suzanne B. Diaz was our number one listened episode in 2023.
Yeah, that whole idea of how you breathe through life and how taking a breath isn't to be taken for granted. And I find myself doing that when I'm running. I think about Suzanne. I think about the counts on our breath and really appreciate that. You know, Suzanne's episode was terrific, and so many of our guests are, and she promoted it through her business and through her personal side. And that's one of those gratitudes that we have when people share it, because the more people who get the great information, the better, because we're growing and learning together.
Yes. And I love the breath work, and it has even inspired me to make sure that I'm doing all I can, and possibly even having a deviated septum. I never even realized how important that breath work was.
Yes.
Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts, Debbie.
Well, Brussels sprouts were Lauren. So Lauren,
number two, our number two most listened.
She's our number two most listened to for 2023. And my gosh, she really gave a good financial tip, which was so smart. And we were surprised that we hadn't had something like that before. That stood out. And then I love Brussels sprouts, and she said she could eat them with every meal. Well, we've been eating more and more of them, and we were at the ReliaQuest Bowl here in Tampa on New Year's Day, and I think I may have eaten all the Brussels sprouts for the entire group, where they had burnt ends with Brussels sprouts, and it was terrific. So, thank you, Lauren.
And I think I mentioned my mom had just told me that we made them on New Year's Eve, and she told me that Brussels sprouts were one of the vegetables of the time of the year. So can certainly appreciate that for sure. We also had Jeff. So he focused on without being busy. And busy is something that when I hear, so I always think of you, Debbie, because of what you taught me, not using the word busy and changing that, which also that was Jeff's theme as well. Yes. And so it just really aligned with your and my brands.
It does. It's like people will say, I had somebody say it to me today. So are you busy? And I said, thanks for asking. It's been productive already. What a terrific year. Things are lined out. And so I don't love to correct people. And yet that person said, so you are busy. And I said, well, I don't buy into busy. There's certainly nothing wrong with it for some people. I prefer to be productive. So I'm mindful of how I say it. Sometimes I simply say, I don't buy into busy because I don't want that energy around me. And the fact that Jeff brought it up, and Jeff has such a calming effect. And so his not being busy was, you know, he happens to be our insurance agent and he's very responsive. So I know that it's not, hey, I'm not paying attention. It's that he really lives that.
Yes. And I feel like there's one more thing that we really just need to bring up from you know, our past guests is your kidney donation.
Yes. And you know what? We may want to have Michael on because now he's donated too. I mean, perhaps you can interview him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We talked about that. So I will reach out and you know, should be our first guest. So I will reach out to Michael and we will get that on.
He will have his walk up and walk off music because we talk about that. So I will not spill the beans. I will certainly allow you to invite him and that would be terrific. So, you know, we also had Bimitra Simmons, who was in our top five with Jeff. We also had Paul Husar, and how interesting that we had. So we happen to, from Buzzsprout, they send us five. So if there were 10, it might be an exact match of men and women, but we had two men, three women. It was, you know, different approaches, different industries, different areas of expertise, different ages, different places they grew up. It was just, you know, we're so fortunate that all of these leaders in the community said yes to us. And we have had a couple of people who said no, or not right now, or they're not comfortable. We still have a doctor who we would like to get on. I had the opportunity this year to meet a Jeopardy champion, and I'm hoping she will say yes to us. We haven't asked her yet for our listeners. So she was a 5-time champion. I'm hoping she'll say yes, but there may be some reason that she's not able to. I don't know. But there are more ahead. So if anybody wants more guests, or hopefully you want more guests because we're going to have more guests. But if there are people you would like, or you'd like to make a connection with us, and as long as they want to listen to the show first and they like the process, then we will consider it.
Yes. And I think we also need to do a part two of this episode because we could go on for another hour because I have two more pages of notes of either books that we've read or things that we have done. So I think there will be a part two to this for sure. So thank you to our listeners for our, you know, participating in this episode of our bonus for the Business of Life Masterclass. You can follow Debbie and me on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. Me on Instagram at the Stay at Work Mom. Debbie is Debbie Lundberg pretty much everywhere. If you liked what you heard, please download more, subscribe for future updates, share our episodes, rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration. So we appreciate your time that you've spent with us on the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.